The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We are getting sent to chat with the gentleman known as Priya Bihari, the editor-in-chief of AZP News, and also the president of the Media Association of Trinidad and Tobago. Matt, I didn't know, the only other president I knew after that was Daley Enoch when he was the president, many years ago. He was the president, Matt. No, it's Priya Bihari. And Priya, welcome again to the Morning Rumble.
Thank you very much, JV. It's always a pleasure to be here. Actually, it's my second time. I thank you again for having me here. It's always a pleasure. So what is it you would like to discuss with me this morning?
Well, this morning we're discussing for sure, it would be remiss of us if we didn't discuss the fact that the Prime Minister has been visibly absent since her last chat with the media or any sort of press conference with us. It's a year. An anniversary came just about 48 hours ago or 72 hours ago, a few days ago, the anniversary of the Prime Minister hosting a press conference and being visibly present to take questions and field questions. I want to get your thoughts to how you feel as a editor-in-chief. You know, it is very crucial at these press briefings where we can speak to those in authority, ask them the relevant questions, don't have to second-guess information. It's coming directly from the horse's mouth. How do you feel as a news gatherer yourself that the absence of the Prime Minister, so visible, we don't hear from her?
Of course, it's very important to have a press conference to deal with issues of national importance in the public's interest. But before I say that, I want to say that there is really no big issue between the government and the media in Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, people are making this out into something that is not. You know, it's a simple thing. We would like to have the Prime Minister available at a press conference, a formal press conference, to ask questions, to talk to her, to ask her, to have follow-up questions. And that is all part of the cut and thrust of a democracy. When we work and we live in a democracy, freedom of the press is important, but also using the press to scrutinize. The media has to scrutinize all the arms of government and anyone. You know, when I say the arms of government, I mean the executive, of course, which is the government, the legislature, the MPs, and of course the judiciary. These are all arms of the government. These are all people who use the public purse, so they have a right to be accountable. And we are the body. We are what we call the fourth estate, so we have a right to scrutinize them, to talk to them, and ask them questions on behalf of the public. And that is all that we want.
When I look at the fact that one person said to me last week that the Prime Minister would rather show up once the Prime Minister is performing. But before we get to that, let's take this call quickly and respectfully. Good morning. Join the conversation. Good morning. Hello? All right, if you wish to join the conversation, 625-2257 and 627-3223 is the number. And you can WhatsApp us at 306-1065 as well. Hello, good morning.
A pleasant good morning, Davey. A pleasant good morning, Priya and Trinidad and Tobago. Devi, I only now call and
I realize I didn't hear from you this morning. Good morning.
Right. Devi, whereas press conferences is important and the press from time to time will need to interview the government, I do not think the person that has to be interviewed to get information has to be the Prime Minister. Any senior person, any senior member of cabinet who has the authority of the Prime Minister has the authority, and I'm sure being a cabinet member, has the know-how and all the information that is needed for the public and the media as a whole. I feel sure that they will have all the information. And the only thing that might differ is the views of the Prime Minister when a question is asked by a journalist. But I think that all the information that is needed, whomsoever is representing the government, they will have that information. I thank you. Enjoy.
I beg to differ. Good morning.
Morning, Daisy, and morning to your esteemed guest, the president of Matt Priya.
Good morning.
Priya, a couple months ago, I made a Facebook post where I stated that the fourth estate, the landlords, has abandoned the fourth estate because I felt that the media needed to part of the pushback that is to take place in this country when our rights, our fundamental rights, are more than impinged upon. Because it would appear to me that we are living in a state where soon they will declare that there will be no protests on land in this country, and you may have to rent a party boat and circumnavigate the country with your placards and your mannequin to drag and all of that in order to make a protest in this country. And the fourth estate needs to push back, because this is not what we signed up for on April 28. If the present administrator of the country does not understand that democracy requires that the individual who gave you that job has an opportunity to petition their government, to tell them we believe that you are going in the wrong direction, then they have no right to be in the job. And the fourth estate need to make that clear. Because somehow or the other, I believe to myself, well, save and except 10 days ago, when you had a situation where clearly the Prime Minister was making statements in relation to policing activities which sent a shiver down your spine and shades of Rodrigo Duterte in the Philippines, the Express had something to say about it. But they must be there. They must be present. You are all part of the democratic process that makes a nation. And I'm hoping that you remember your responsibility, and the fourth estate is more present in this situation. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I that's one of the reasons I think I'm here today, because, Matt, we are just asking to be able to just ask questions on behalf of the public to the government. By and large, we have had access to members of the government. It's just that in certain instances, we find that we have not been invited to certain events, that is, events hosted by ministries. The media didn't get an invitation. Of course, that is something in a democracy. When you have a ministry that is using taxpayers' dollars, state resources, I mean, we should be there to scrutinize and to ask questions about what is taking place, especially when a state resource is being used. And that is all we ask. I mean, we are not judging, because it's not for us to judge. In other words, we go there and we report what happens accurately. And it would also, you know, benefit the government, because if they have a certain policy, if they're doing something, and we are there, of course, we will report it. And that gives them, you know, a sense of legitimacy in terms of what they are doing. And that is all we ask for.
You know, the thing for me is, Kyrenia Central mentioned that the other political luminaries, the other governmental agents to the different arms of the government would be privileged with information through the Prime Minister, speaking the same tune, beating the same drum. But are we to trust that? Or is it an interpretation of what they are saying to us? Maybe the Prime Minister would have said, okay, when you get to the podium, you know, let's let the public know that we go and fix this, we fixing that. I mean, we getting second-hand information.
No. It's not really second-hand information. What happened when we have press conferences and there are one or two ministers, they always say they have to stay in their lane. So in other words, they don't have information what we would want to ask. You know, for example, the minister of housing cannot answer national security issues, for example. So you know, but if you have the Prime Minister, for example, she is the chairman of cabinet, so she's the head of the government, so she'll be able to answer anything we want to ask, because she, you know, she's in charge of everything and she is privy to everything. So that is basically what we want. And there are so many issues we have outstanding. When I say outstanding, that has happened, and we actually need some comment. I mean, of course, we can get a comment from a minister, and we do sometimes, and that is fine. But, you know, sometimes we need to hear it from the head of the government, and it's something that we find is lacking right now.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
good
sir.
Morning.
Is it that the Prime Minister has not had a cabinet press conference for probably a year?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Davey, what do you expect from the citizens? Our print media ratings has dropped, isn't it so? Internationally, is there a rating agency that rates our printing, let's say, like papers? And I saw somewhere recently.
Well, excuse me, do you mean that the print media, the hard copy, you know, they are going out of business. In other words, they are not a bit viable now. Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm asking, what is the reason? Not that they are going out of, not that they're going out of business. There's an international rating agency that does rating on print media, and for the past month, I've saw that Trinidad, there was their ratings came out stating that Trinidad, let me say we are, there are 10, the ratings is 1 to 10, and let's see, we were 5, we have dropped from 5 to 8. So I'm saying, is it that seeing that the Prime Minister hasn't been, and I saw you in several press conferences, and it seems as though the media is somewhat under attack because of, I heard people calling people in the Guardian PNM.
Where are you going? I need to touch down.
It seems as though the government is attacking the media for asking questions, Davey.
But that's been happening a long time.
No. Not at the rate. It seems at this taking place. It seems as though the government is trying to silence the media.
Pal.
I have started.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yeah. I started this interview by saying that we had written the Prime Minister a letter. I mean, we didn't release it, but I saw the Guardian got a copy and released it yesterday, on Sunday. And in it, we clearly stated that we don't think the media is under any threat in this country. I mean, the point is we are fair to report what we want, you know, when we want. You know, we continue to report anything we want, right? You know, basically within the confines of the law, etc. And we continue to do that. So the only issue we're having is maybe access in certain areas. And I want to make the point again that the Prime Minister has made herself available in certain instances. She has spoken to us before she goes into Parliament. There are certain functions she was at that she did stop and speak to the media. But we just want a formal setting in which we can have a formal press conference where we can have follow-up questions, where we can access certain things, you know, unscripted for our press conference.
All right. Bartaria, tell us the rating agencies that you're talking about. Another texter says, back in Rowley era, buffing and belittling media was on the menu.
You know, people say that, but we continue to do our job. We ask you questions, and if people don't like it, that's fine.
Would you say that Dr. Rowley was buffing the media?
He had a different style, you could say. You know, so we...
He was aggressive.
We come to accept that, and we continue to ask the question. I don't think that has stopped any member of the media who has interviewed him, you know, stopped them from doing their job. And they continue, and whether, you know, his style is that, I mean, we go ahead and we continue to ask you questions. You
know, this nuance about media and Guardian is a PNM. And
yeah.
Watch, man. We hear that all the time. Once you're not speaking a narrative that they can accept, that means you is that or you is the opposite, right? I continue to clamor any political entity that believes, and prior, tell me if I go in, of course, here, what your thoughts, eh? Any political entity that believes that this station is not in alignment with their policies and procedures or their agenda, should they shy away from coming for an interview here? Or should this be the primary focus? Let me sit on that very tough program, because the other programs already buy into me. But this one, boy, you have an audience and they seem to be not understanding my agenda. We have political entities, both sides, UNC and PNM, that refuse to come in because at one time or the other, they feel we bias against them. What do you think?
That is true. I mean, people say all sort of things about Matt now. You know, they say all sort of things about me now. But that is part of the course. And it happens no matter who is in power. I mean, you know, it happens all the time. It happens not only in Trinidad, it happens everywhere. You know, it happens in America, it happens in England.
Were you aware that the last administration handpicked people to come and do to attend press conference? Did the last minute, you're aware of that? That they were saying that even like right here in Guardian Media, Akash couldn't
really. No,
well, I'm calling Akash as an example. I'm not saying that he was banned.
That is a serious issue. I mean that shouldn't be allowed. I mean, of course, you know. I mean,
you know,
you know, in media, you cannot tell us who to send to interview.
Well, that's
it. You can tell us what questions to ask. And,
right.
I have to say this.
Tell me.
In all the interviews, press conferences I've been to, you know, both PNM, UNC, no one has ever told me or told I don't, I haven't had any complaint from any member of the media saying that we shouldn't access or we can't access. I mean, you know, they have...
They could refuse to answer.
Yeah, they could, of course. Yeah, I mean, but
we're asking.
So that's the point I want to make. I mean, people think that there's this big conflict, but there's no big, you know, a schism between the media and the government. No, we just doing our jobs, and the government respects that. And if it is we want to talk to the Prime Minister, we want to talk to the Prime Minister. If we want to talk to the Minister, we want to be at a function, it is our right, it is our duty under the Constitution and freedom of the press to want that. And that is all we're asking for. We not vex, we're not quarreling, we don't think anything, we just asking. We are not demanding, we're just asking that.
Well said, well said. And I remember Dr. Rowley, before he left office, would have pulled in three members of the media. Akash Samuru was one, Jewel Brong, and I can't remember who the third person was. And I mean, facing Akash and Jewel at the time, especially Akash, who was asking these very, very thought-provoking questions, they was coming. If they hear something, well, Dr. Rowley, we heard that you jumped out the PM1 and you went to, you know, to relieve yourself by a lamppost last week Tuesday. Is that true? You know, I'm just saying, he asks these questions. But I must get to a commitment that I have prior, just before we continue our interview this morning. And it has to do with your tech tip. It's 26 minutes to 8. Let's give you that tech tip for today, June 8th. Shared accounts reduce accountability. If everyone has access, no one is responsible. Assign ownership to every account. Shared accounts reduce accountability. If everyone has access, no one is responsible. Assign ownership to every account. That tech tip brought to you with the kind compliments of the folks at 800 Tech.
Everything looks normal until it isn't. Today's attacks don't create noise. They stay quiet inside your cloud, watching and waiting. If no one reviews alerts properly, no one sees the risk. 800 Tech gives you the visibility across your SaaS environment to detect and stop threats early. You can't protect what you're not seeing. Call 223-TECH, that's 223-8324, or visit 800-tech.com.
This is 106.5.
106.5. Want 10% off every week at Superfarm? Then get your free supercar today. Find out if you qualify for instant savings in-store or online. Smart shoppers always save at Superfarm, your prescription of trust.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information.
When you need the independence to speak your mind, you take it on the all-new talk radio, Freedom, 106.5 FM. Engage with Davey on the all-new talk radio, Freedom, 106.5.
Good morning and welcome back. We are chatting with Priya Bihari, the editor-in-chief at AZP News, and also the president of the Media Association of Trinidad and Tobago, in short, MATT, M-A-T-T. Priya, as we continue our discussions, we would have gotten your thoughts. Madam Prime Minister, we would like to see you at a press conference. One person said, Davey, how is it second-hand information if the minister, right, how is it second-hand information when each and every person at the presser just attended a cabinet meeting? A person who was a government minister may not feel comfortable to answer questions that should be directed at the head of the government. They more be able to, and rightfully so, bat in your crease, speak in your lane. I am the Minister of Agriculture. I could tell you about agricultural resources, what we're going to do, the sustainability of maintaining local agri-farms in this country. We can look at the scientific approach to getting food grown faster, hydroponics, and all these things. As the Minister of Works, Transport, and Infrastructure, I can tell you what plans we have afoot in terms of maintaining roadway, patching roads, any new road developments. How are we going to sustain that over the next 4 years? But we cannot answer questions as a prime minister about our sustainability of the economy, plans with the energy sector, what meetings we have overseas. So moving on from that, a 12-year-old girl dies. Again, another child become victim to violence in this country. And the government doesn't seem to have a hand on it, in my opinion, and most of the listeners as well, given the fact that they are now asking for an SOE. Prior, as the chief, you would have had to look at stories coming in from your subordinates, looking over these stories to give your approval, sometimes even writing yourself, you know. Let's get your thoughts on having to go through a story where another child is denied the possibility to live and grow in this country.
We in the media have to report accurately. So sometimes we report happy stories, good stories. Sometimes we report tragic murder. And it's something that is par for the course, something we have to do. And we have to take emotion out of it. I mean, sometimes it's difficult. But after you train in a certain way, you have to be able to do that. Take emotion out of it and be able to write it fair and accurately without emotion as you can. That being said, you know, we have to be able, you know, we are citizens of this country too. So, of course, it does affect us. And we have to be able to do our job. And by reporting accurately, it is part of our building this country and helping our society.
With that being said, let's take this call quickly as we get set to wrap the interview. All right. 625-2257, I'll give the, you know, so when we look at the protest action wanting to put on by certain entities in this society as it relates to going to government's homes, if you were a government minister, would you like to wake up a morning to clapping and chanting? Would you feel a sense of security breach, threatened, even though they're not threatening you, but they're just outside your house on the next side of the pavement as you look out your front gate? On the opposite side of the street, they're not in front of your street, but on the opposite side of the pavement, but they're chanting, clapping, protesting, singing loudly, all your neighbors hearing. Your thoughts?
I don't think anybody would want or would like any protest in front of their home or anywhere like that. But from a journalistic point of view, I must say that we have had 3 SEOs in as many years, and we have not been barred from reporting what we want. The media freedom of the press remains alive in this country. And that is, I think, it augurs well for us. Although on World Press Freedom Day, Trinidad and Tobago dropped in the rankings of World Press Freedom, but there were number of issues for that, including the crime rate in the country. You know, because you know it affects everybody. As I said, you know, we are citizens of the country too. But in terms, and then there were a lot of media shutdown, but that media shutdown didn't, you know, have to do with the economy and the state of the media in the country, in the world.
Do you think we are getting the right answers coming from the government luminaries? Because we're not hearing from the Prime Minister directly. She sends messages on Twitter or X. She would transcend messages through Parliament. But are we getting, from a media perspective, are we getting those pertinent questions answered?
We are not the ones to judge that. We ask you questions, and if something is pre-posted on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever, we report it. It is for the public to judge when you talk about news reporting. But the point is, that is the way of the world now. And everybody takes advantage of social media. Mm-hmm. You know, even the media, we also, in our news outlets, we publish almost every story. You know, I can say EZP News, for example, on our social media publishes every story on Facebook, for example. And that is what all media houses do. And that is what the government does in terms of getting information out there.
My final question to you, what are your honest thoughts so far? I know you, and I want you to take off the hat of being the media. We're just talking general. Your thoughts for an extension, again, to take us, I think, straight to September or somewhere thereabouts with the SOE, another 3 months.
I have to speak as a media because that is one of the issues we want to ask talk to the Prime Minister about.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons we want to speak to the Minister of Homeland Security about, or the Attorney General about. We have had three states of emergency in as many years, right? And including in late 2024, and that was under the PNM. And the issue is we need to talk to the public officials and for them to explain simply and in detail, you know, as much as they can, to explain to us and the population. Because we ask questions on behalf of the population. We ask what the people want to know. And they have to explain, for example, why is this continuing? And we'll continue to ask these questions. And so we can get answers. And there needs to be some sort or forum in which that is done, and that is usually done, you know, in the forum of a media.
Priya Bihari, I want to thank you very much for passing through and chatting with us this morning. It has been incredible for that last 30 minutes or 30 some of almost 40. We really got some information from you. The listenership is very much pleased, and you are re-invited again for a third stint with me in the not-too-distant future. Let's review and see what happens in the next coming weeks, and let's come back again and see if the Prime Minister heeds the call and comes out and speaks with us.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.